Scott Fitzgerald is on demand at WPTF.com.
News Talk 680 WPTF. And we go to J.P. Sakey, CEO, Headway Corporate Resources. Good morning and welcome to North Carolina's Morning News.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be with you guys again.
J.P., appreciate you being here with us. What do you see when you look at the triangle as a whole? Where are the opportunities for somebody who may be considering a job move? We've had some layoffs. I know the IBM has cut back a little bit here. But where are the opportunities for people?
Well, I think in the triangle, we remain fortunate compared to other parts of the country because of the diversity of businesses that we have here. We really are not reliant on any one particular industry sector. So the key, I think, to working in the triangle is having a set of skills that are technologically related, meaning you're very good technically, having a set of skills that can be used by a variety of businesses, whether they're healthcare businesses or financial services businesses. So I think if one is seeking employment in the triangle, look to their skill sets and then look how their skill sets can help a particular business achieve its objectives.
Which particular sector, if any, do you see having more problems in 2009 moving forward here in the triangle?
Okay. I think clearly construction related in the new home construction area.
Sure.
People related to developers, all those little businesses that feed off large scale new development, I think are going to continue to have a difficult year.
And in your experience, where would somebody who is in that industry, where would their skills be most transferable?
Boy, that's a tough question. Sometimes those individuals come from other industries and they got into that business because they didn't like the company they worked with before. They wanted to change skill sets. Typically, they go into the commercial sector. They go from residential to the commercial sector. I think we are going to see a continuation of a slowdown in the commercial sector as well. So that then takes us to the large projects that the federal government keeps talking about. Construction may be the hardest job on a local basis to transfer. Typically, construction happens in pockets around the United States. So that's a very tough question. I'm not sure there's an easy answer there.
Understood. What can a company do in these days? Everybody needs to make cuts and make things a little bit tighter, but sometimes they don't necessarily balance the productivity of a particular employee, one of their top performers, their A players, with the cost of keeping that person. How do they make sure that they make the right decision and not lose their A players?
Oh, that's probably one of the better questions I've heard in a long time. Communicate, communicate, communicate. Companies must keep open dialogue with all of their employees, explain what's going on with the company, explain what the implications are. Second of all, companies need to give an opportunity to individuals to find ways for them to improve either their positions or their market position, allow a little creativity in the workplace. The last thing is companies should not relinquish the opportunities to do morale-boosting activities. These can be low-cost to no-cost activities where you create more of a sense of team, more a sense of togetherness.
In your experience, if a company needs to cut costs, is it better to let a few people go or to talk to the whole staff and ask them to take a pay cut?
Well, I've done both, unfortunately, in large companies and in small companies. And I think the most effective method is for business managers to evaluate their work processes and literally eliminate processes that just simply are not contributing to the bottom line and be brutally honest about how to do that, as opposed to an across-the-board pay cut. People have a tendency to resent that. Versus eliminating some of the more underperforming areas of a business.
Yeah, because everybody can point to a finger and say, you know, we've all known all along that this person's basically worthless. Why didn't you get rid of them? Why am I paying for that?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I can understand that. If somebody wants to find out more about you, JP, or to enlist your help in any way, where do they find you?
They can look us up on the web at headwaycorporateresources.com.
HeadwayCorporateResources.com.
You got it.
2009 is going to be tough. I know it's going to be tough for you as well. Hang in there, and hopefully we'll start to turn the corner here, and we'll have better news next time we talk.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Scott Fitzgerald, weekday mornings 5:30 to 9. News Talk 680 WPTF.